Thank you very much. How are you?
Hello, hello. I'm fine. What about you? Are you on your way to Bologna, right?
Yeah, I'm driving right now.
Okay. Allora Jamie ovviamente sta arrivando a Bologna. Vi ricordiamo che per avere questo biglietto per stasera mandate una mail a diretta@radiocittadelcapo.it con il nome e con il cognome. Allora io voglio chiedere subito a Jamie qual è stato lo spirito con il quale ha affrontato la scrittura dei brani che fanno parte di questo Always. Jamie, I want to go back with you at the time that you were in which you were actually thinking about the songs that were going to be in Always, the new record. So, what was your mood and how did you actually try to think about the composition of the new record?
Well, this one, differently than several other ones, didn't really have so much of a plan. Usually when we start a record, I have a pretty good feeling about, even in vague terms, about what the overall tone will be. But this one, I think, was much more instinctually done. There were some new influences. We were much more influenced by krautrock than we ever had been before, and kind of re-influenced by synth-pop music. But other than that, I think we're just kind of trying to let our imagination run wild and not think too hard about this one.
Ok, just let me translate all that. Allora dice, beh, in realtà come gli altri, come negli altri dischi, non c'è stato un vero e proprio piano che ha portato poi alla composizione e alla unione dei vari brani. C'era però un vago sentimento di quello che il disco avrebbe dovuto essere. Certo, dice Jamie, possiamo essere stati più influenzati del solito dal krautrock e magari anche dalla musica cosiddetta synth pop, ma in realtà poi la composizione di Always è arrivata più o meno come gli altri brani. C'è però un titolo che è molto forte e anche una copertina molto forte. C'è proprio nella copertina un tatuaggio. È un titolo che, come molti titoli peraltro della discografia di Shushu, è un titolo forte, Always, un titolo definitivo. Chiediamogli qualcosa in più rispetto appunto alla copertina e al titolo. As you told us, there was no plan about the composition of Always, but the album has a very strong title and also a very strong image in the on the cover of the record. So it's something very hard and very that has to do with time. So I was wondering if this title came up in a precise moment of the writing, or it was just something that you decided at the last moment, and the cover too. I mean.
Yeah, actually, both of those things came up after the music was finished. Like I said, when we started the music, we didn't have a real clear idea about what we were going to do, and it wasn't until it was finished that I think we really understood what the record was going to be about, and we could take a step back from it and listen to it. The cover was my brother's idea, and the tattoo is actually on his leg. And the title came from a song by Erasure that he had given me. So it was very, very influenced by my younger brother.
Okay, the title came from, because the line was a bit down in that moment.
Oh, sorry. There's a song by the band Erasure.
Ah, but the Erasure, Always. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and my brother was, his family was breaking up, and he was listening to that song a whole lot. And so yeah. It was kind of a tribute to the difficulty that he was going through.
Okay, and you know, I guess that quoting the Erasure has something to do with the synth pop music you were mentioning before, in a way.
Yeah, for certain.
Of course. Ok, allora dice no, in realtà l'idea il titolo del disco è arrivato dopo avere composto la musica e quando si sono resi conto dei temi che erano ricorrenti nel disco stesso. Per quanto riguarda il titolo e anche la copertina che rappresenta, come diciamo, un tatuaggio che peraltro è un reale tatuaggio, questo tatuaggio si trova sulla gamba del fratello del nostro Jamie che abbiamo al telefono e anche il titolo deriva da una canzone degli Erasure che Jamie ha avuto da suo fratello e che ovviamente richiama i dettami synth pop di cui si parlava precedentemente. Mi chiedo se, visto che il disco è andato anche piuttosto bene per quanto riguarda la critica, se e quanto Jamie legge poi le critiche che riguardano i suoi lavori. We can say that always had positive reactions, positive reviews from the critic. Do you read them, or you just skip them, or you read them with detachment? What is your relationship with the reviews and all the fanzines and whatever?
I can't read them ever. The longer that I'm involved in music, the more that they bother me, whether or not they're good or bad. I've become way too sensitive, so I try my best to always avoid them. They always hurt my feelings, no matter what.
Oh, really? Even if they are positive?
Yeah, because I understand that my reaction is totally ridiculous, but even if they're positive, I get all bent out of shape because they're not positive about what I want them to be.
Okay.
Okay. I realize I am insane about the whole thing, so I avoid them like the plague.
Ok. Dice, in realtà le critiche non cerca di evitarle, sono tantissime e non gli va, insomma, di stare lì a leggerle, e anche perché, dice, è un mio problema, lo riconosco, ma sono diventato sempre più sensibile rispetto a quelle che sono appunto le recensioni. Allora gli ho chiesto se per caso questo problema riguardava le recensioni negative, perché poi in realtà Always ha avuto un sacco di recensioni positive. Ha detto che no, il punto è che magari anche quando sono positive, non sono positive rispetto alle cose che lui vorrebbe che fossero viste come positive, e quindi preferisce proprio non leggerle, ben sapendo che la sua è una reazione del tutto esagerata e difficile. Okay, and what about the musicians you involved in this project? At what time did they go into the creative process? How do you think about them? Which word you use to have them in this new record? Noi ho chiesto, ci sono molti musicisti coinvolti nel disco Always. Allora ho chiesto proprio al nostro Jamie come li ha coinvolti e come ha pensato al loro ruolo all'interno del disco. Yeah, tell us.
Go ahead. Oh, okay, sorry. Everyone who played on it was really, really fantastic. Largely with a group of people I'd worked with before: Greg Sanye from Deerhoof, Devin Hoff, John Teacher from Deerhoof, and Angela Saw from Shushu. Because they're all so incredibly talented and incredibly imaginative and creative, usually I'll just give them a song and ask them to play whatever they want to play on it. And they're also such wonderful players. Everything they do is always perfect for the song. I absolutely adore and trust all of them to play something spectacular. They always do. Always very, very, very happy to work with them.
Okay, so it was a kind of very relaxed and free context and free environment.
Yeah, definitely.
Ok, allora beh, i musicisti sono tanti, non ve li sto neanche ad elencare, insomma anche lui ha parlato di qualcuno, ma sono veramente veramente tanti, anche vecchie conoscenze di Maps. Abbiamo Zach Pennington da una parte, Carla Bosulic dall'altra, John Dietrich dall'altra ancora, ma fondamentalmente lui si fida di queste persone. Hanno lavorato benissimo per quanto riguarda altri lavori personali e altre collaborazioni che hanno fatto con Jamie, quindi quello che lui ha fatto è semplicemente prendere queste persone fantastiche e dare loro la massima libertà. Quindi tutto si è svolto in un contesto veramente rilassato e felice, senza imposizioni o senza ordini precisi, e poi è venuto fuori quello che potete ascoltare tutti nel disco e che potete ascoltare anche questa sera al Locomotive Club. Quindi mandate una mail a diretta@radiocittadelcapo.it per andare gratuitamente. L'ultima domanda che noi facciamo al nostro ospite riguarda proprio il disco. Gli facciamo scegliere un brano e magari ci facciamo raccontare qualcosa in più della canzone che ha scelto per chiudere, come facciamo spesso, le nostre chiacchierate. Jamie,
One person I forgot to mention that was great. great tour with Carla Bozlich. Sorry, I forgot to mention her. She was so good.
Okay. Yeah, I did mention her for you because I was reading the list of the guys who actually helped you in the record. But we really want to know now if there is a song you want to pick from the tracklist of the record to say goodbye and to say see you tonight at the Locomotive Club, and if there is something you want to say about the particular song you're going to choose.
Oh, maybe the first one,
right? Okay. Yeah, the first one. So it's the single of the record, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you like to say anything about this song? Something about the writing of the song or the meaning of the song or whatever?
Actually, I wrote this song in Italy.
Oh, really? Where? Yeah, tell me. Wow.
And I was staying at my friend. I'm really close to this band from Reno called Larson, and I was staying at one of the members' house, and I was very, very sick in bed, and wrote the song while I was in Torino. So that's a very, for me, close connection with Italy.
Yeah, great. I think it's the right choice. Allora, ascoltiamo la prima canzone del disco, che è peraltro anche il singolo, l'avete sentita anche in rotazione qua dai nostri microfoni, Shushu con High dal disco Always, questa sera insieme a R al Locomotive Club. Thank you so much for having been with us.
Oh, and thank you very much.
See you tonight at Locomotive Club, okay?
Take care, thank you very
much. Take care, thank you, bye bye.
Ciao.